This winter, local Skagwegians and visitors alike have fewer restaurant options than in years past. Here's a look at Skagway's current food and entertainment scene. The Station Bar and Grill is the only full-service restaurant open in Skagway this winter. And on a blustery December day, the mood inside is warm, festive, and pretty busy. It's the only game in town, after all. Let's take that room. Joshua Paoni considers himself a regular at the station this winter. He even has a regular dish.
I do love the Caesar salad here. It is very good.
Owner-operator Beth Smith says November started off strong with lots of workers from out of town coming in to work on projects. But now, she says, business has cooled off.
I don't know if it's, you know, everybody put their vacations on hold for so long, and now everybody is vacationing this year, but it is a very quiet winter.
Smith says the busiest day so far was a couple of Saturdays ago when White Pass and Yukon Route hosted the Santa Train. That yearly event, on hold during the pandemic, typically brings many visitors in from Whitehorse and other neighboring communities.
We had a huge day. It was nonstop, like a Wednesday in July.
But that was the exception, not the rule. And even though business isn't booming this winter, Smith says she's glad to be able to be open.
Yeah, I can never leave Skagway without a place to go. There's got to be something for people. Not everybody has the capability of cooking every night.
Skagway also has two private clubs, the Elks Lodge and the Eagle's Eyrie. The Elks has a two-lane bowling alley and a couple of ping-pong tables and offers burger feeds to members and the public most Friday nights during the winter. The Eagle's has a large game room with pool tables and an arcade. Both have limited food options for members. There will be a New Year's Eve party at the Elks Lodge on the 31st featuring local rock band New Twin, which will be open to the public, and the station will be open on New Year's Day for the athletes and parents visiting for the Don Hather basketball tournament. After two straight years of pandemic-related shutdowns, followed by a summer that saw fewer cruise ships than anticipated, it seems like Skagway is resting up for a return to a busy cruise season next spring. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.